Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel, your host for Dishin' and Swishin', the weekly podcast on HoopFeed.com. And this week, we have a little bit of a different interview for you. Last week, when the Connecticut Sun defeated the Washington Mystics at Mohegan Sun Arena, I spoke to Kelsey Bone, the big center of the Connecticut Sun, after the game. Bone has been one of the stalwarts of this year's Sun team, and her all-star selection and the performance that she puts in, day out, is one of the things that has made the Sun such a competitive team in a difficult and really even Eastern Conference. So Kelsey Bone is also one of the more outspoken people in social media and takes her responsibilities very seriously as being a role model for people that are out there. So it was a pleasure to catch up and actually get a little bit of an extended interview time with Kelsey Bone. And I'm pleased to provide that to you today as this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. Enjoy.
When you play against a team like this that has the big centers, and do you put a little, do you get a little more psyched than normal, or is it just another opponent, or does it make a difference?
Because I'm as big, if not bigger, than most centers in this league, it doesn't really affect me. It doesn't faze me. We just need wins. Today was a must-win game for us. You start talking about these Eastern Conference games that we have down the stretch. We have more of them than we don't. We have, that's all we have left, with the exception of a couple Western Conference teams. So we have to start evening and winning these series. And I think for me, you know, whoever steps on the floor, if Olajuwon steps on the floor, I do not care. We have to get a win.
Which Olajuwon? yes.
That was
although,
a good one.
Although Akeem did just
he
play
did.
In that Africa.
He did.
Game.
And, yeah, he still got it a little bit. So, yeah.
He did the shake.
Yeah, you know? Of course.
When are we going to see you do the shake? We haven't seen the shake yet.
We haven't seen the shake yet.
But we have seen an incredible array of post moves this year.
You know, for me, I've always known how to play basketball. And the one thing that I've been talking about for me so far this year has just been a comfort level. You know, being traded into Connecticut last year and coming into training camp late, that was hard for me because I'm a person, I need comfort. I need, you know, to get my bearings. I came here late to training camp from overseas commitments, and in 3 days I played in my first game.
Right.
And I spent 2 weeks trying to figure it out. And then 2 weeks turned into 2 months, and then the season was over. So for me, being able to be here from day one, being able to be here with my teammates and learn each other and grow together, and everybody was in camp. You know, a lot of people focus on the fact that we were a new team this year, but we were all here together from day one. So our chemistry was a lot better, you know, at the start of the season. So for me, I'm just comfortable now. I know my role. I know what's needed of me. I know what's asked for me. And I'm able to play the game the way that I love to play the game. And that's through double teams, being physical, and understanding that teams are going to double team me, but that doesn't mean that I have to lose my aggression.
You've gotten, you know, some consistent outside shooting with Strick and with right. Alex. That always helps, too.
For sure.
Talk for a second what Camille brings also to as the stretch four, letting you operate inside, but
yeah.
Being able to rebound herself so well.
It's a different look from with me and Shanae being on the floor. With me and Shanae on the floor, it's bully basketball. Like, we're going inside, and it's a 1-2 punch, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with it. With Camille, it does. It opens the floor more. When you have Camille on the floor, when you have Alex on the floor, when you have Strick on the floor, it's really hard for teams to be able to double team and that double team be effective because I know where they are. They're always talking to me. I can see them. We work on it in practice every day. So for me, having a little bit more space to operate, having a little bit more time to operate because teams have to figure out, do I want to leave? Do I not want to go? And when she's knocked down 2 or 3, as an opponent, you start to question that. You get a little timid. So having her has really been a help. You know, the emergence of Alex has been a really big help. You know, her moving to the wing and teams having to figure out what, can we leave her? Can we not leave her? And more often than not, you can't. So for me, I can't operate how I operate without my teammates. And they've done a really good job of knocking down shots and making teams pay.
You know, the other thing that I noticed with all of them, Alex having spent some time at point, Jazz playing point, and of course Chelsea being a true point guard.
Right.
You've got people that can get you the ball.
Most definitely.
You're getting good entry passes, which I think is a lost art in women's basketball.
Because what people, along with true post players, what people don't realize is we can't pass ourselves the ball, you know? And so it took Chelsea one no-look pass that I didn't expect to come early in preseason for me to know that I've always got to be ready. You've always got to have your hands. She likes the no-look. She likes it behind her back. She likes it behind her head. I'm always ready for it because I know that's how she plays. So being able to have that chemistry, being able to do that, to be able to figure out that Jazz is gonna find me, AB is gonna find me. They know that finding me is going to help them because they know that once all that attention is paid to me, I'm giving it back to them.
Now Elizabeth has also stepped up the last few games. You know, how much of that is practice? You two banging against each other. Obviously, there's the comfort factor of a rookie coming in and getting used to things, but it seems like, you know, playing against each other in practice has to be helping both of you. So.
Yeah. You know, we had a team meeting right before we played Minnesota before All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply told, you know, Ann said something like, you know, Liz, you've got to help because we don't need Bone playing 35, 40 minutes. You know, you should be able to come in and give her 10 minutes, a 10-minute breather. And I stopped Ann, and I told Liz, you're better than that. We should be a 1-2 punch. If when I come out of the game, the opponent should be saying, damn, here comes the other one, you know? And I guess it worked because she came out the next game and had a career-high point. She's been consistent for us. You know, as a rookie post player, being in that position and understanding, like, coming out of college is a total different level of physicality in practice, in the games. There are all kinds of different things that you have to adjust to, but being able to talk to her and tell her, hey, you're not just my backup. You're not. We have to do this together. We're a tandem. We're a 1-2 punch. And she's risen to the occasion.
One question I want to ask you is social media.
Mm-hmm.
You are very outspoken on whatever's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you take very seriously your position as a role model,
mm-hmm,
and somebody that should be an outspoken African-American woman, mm-hmm, in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from, and how does that develop?
Both of my parents are educators. My stepdad was a math teacher. My mom's a principal in Houston. So for me, I've always been taught to speak my mind. I've always been taught that, you know, as long as you know what you're saying and you have you can be actual, factual, and back it up, and it's how you feel, and you're not offending anyone, say what you have to say. And so for me, you know, we play in a league that sometimes is very quiet on certain things, and I get it. I understand it. I have no problems with that. But I am an African American woman, and I do understand what's going on in this country, and I do understand, you know, it's tough to go live in another country for 8 months out of the year and be treated a certain kind of way to come back home and have to deal with things like that. So I do take offense to it. I do have something to say about it, because at the end of the day and every night when I close my eyes and go to bed, I'm a black woman, and nothing, basketball doesn't change that for me. If I was a basketball player, if I didn't play basketball, I'd probably be somewhere on the front lines marching with the rest of them. But for me, I do have a lot to say, and I know how to get my point across without being offensive. And if I am offensive, I can back up and educate someone else on why I feel the way I feel.
So just tell me where the Golden Girls connection comes from.
That's my favorite show of all time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, Sophia. Yeah, so we watch it all the time.
Yes! That's I'll my be favorite sure to, show by far.
You'll become my wife's new favorite player when I tell her. Thanks a lot, Kelsey.
No problem.